In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. For they that work iniquity have not walked in his ways. That is the third verse of Psalm 118. The first eight verses are the first octave, and they are all begun with the letter Aleph, which means leader or science. Of course, the psalm was originally written in Hebrew, and it's acrostic. And this is the third verse, which amplifies what the other preceding verses have said. These are the ways we attain perfection. The first is, blessed are the blameless in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they who search out his testimonies. With their whole heart shall they seek after him. And then it is said in a negative way, for they that work iniquity have not walked in his ways. What are his ways? His ways are the way of life that brings knowledge, purity, happiness, peace. In other words, to walk in his commandments. His commandments are his ways. They are not arbitrary commands. They are expressions of who he is. That's why we meditate upon and attempt to follow his commandments. Because they are perfect. They are the way of life. Now, when you think of his ways, walking in them, that is a process. It implies intimacy. It implies long duration, continuance, commitment. Remember the shorter walk that was in his ways on the road to Emmaus on the day of the resurrection? Luke and Cleopas. And the Lord was speaking to them, and he was opening their hearts to the scriptures, how they spoke of himself. They didn't know him until he broke bread in the evening meal, and then he vanished from their sight. But they were walking in his ways, learning of him. And that is what we must do. It's a lifelong process. Now, if you take this verse and sort of parse it, you can do the contrapositive. That is, those who walk in his ways do not sin. So, if you have something in your life that bothers you, maybe some misfortune, some unhappiness, lack of peace, the sort of diffidence that we get during the day, or slothfulness or laziness, or just not feeling quite right, you can know that sin is at the root of this. Your sin, not somebody else's sin. Somebody else's sin might cause you grief, but we can have grief and yet be at peace. The Lord, his life was full of grief, full of difficulty, and yet he was always at peace. So if there is something that is disturbing your equilibrium and you're not at peace, it is definitely because of sin. It is definitely because you are not walking in his ways. The Christian understands that unless we walk in his ways, we will not be happy. That is why I believe that every Christian should read this psalm often. I know it's a little long for a lot of people, but the more you read it, the more it becomes very comforting. I recommend strongly that you read this psalm daily. And if not daily, then read a stasis daily. It's not that long. It doesn't take that much time. And it becomes familiar to you. And you start to understand why we need to follow the Lord's commandments. Our world posits commandments and rules as things that are just arbitrary and made up by somebody else who doesn't understand. People even think that about God. They think his rules are arbitrary, capricious, or they don't have much deep feeling for their sin, so that even though they know God's rules are good, they have little inclination to study them so as to follow them. We must do this. Walking can be hard. You can go up and down great hills and mountains. It can be in the rain, in the snow, in the cold, in the heat. but it's a lifelong process that must continue. St. John speaks about this walking a lot in his first letter. He says that, "And we know, hereby we know that we know him, if we keep his commandments." That's basically walking in his ways. "He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar. The truth is not in him. But he who keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby we know that we are in him. He that saith he abideth in him ought also so to walk, even as he walked." This also gives us an understanding of what his ways are. We can say they are the commandments of God, but that's still somewhat of an abstract concept since God is unknowable. His ways are to walk as he walked. In other words, to emulate our Savior, Jesus Christ. St. Peter says that. He says, "For even hereunto were you called, because Christ suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow in his steps." That's what we must do. Meditate upon his commandments and struggle to follow them. Just remember, brothers and sisters, when there is something wrong in your life, and I don't mean externally, you know, that there's a sickness or there's some problem with finances or there is some problem with someone you know, some great sadness that has come upon you. I don't mean those things. I mean when your soul is not at peace, when there is agitation in your heart, it is always because of your not walking in his ways. Therefore, it is because of sin. Sin keeps us from peace with God. So may we be given the grace to walk in his ways. "For they that work iniquity have not walked in his ways," the psalm says. But the promise is that those who walk in his ways, which is a process, which takes time, which is a lifetime, they will come to the point where they do not do iniquity, where there is no sin. And where there is no sin, there is no sorrow, no sighing, but there is only life everlasting. The blessing of the Lord be upon you through his grace and love for mankind, always, now, and ever, and unto the ages of ages.